Merry Christmas! What am I going to talk about today? Obviously, season 15 of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Hi, I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. Saturdays in December, I decided to review It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, not realizing Christmas was a Saturday. So I'm committed. Season 15, episode 7, D sinks in a bog. Mac spends a day at the seminary to truly understand what it takes to become a priest. Dennis and Frank plan an elaborate trap to humiliate Charlie's pen pal. D prepares for a date with an Irish doctor. Charlie bonds with his pen pal. I thought that episode was very funny. The two episodes that were released this week, the best of the season. The AV Club recaps it with Mac's quest for an external source of validation continues as his hasty decision to hurl himself into his Catholicism merely allies him with the friendly student priest Gus, whose reassuring talk of God's accepting nature stems from his own predilection for, I'm going to pause here. So it's really funny how they set up that the priest is suggesting to Mac that he's gay and they're both gay and you're wondering if they're going to get it on. And then the other priest says he's got a predilection for the wee lads. I didn't see that coming. That got a real chuckle out of me on the couch. Another funny scene is when the gang told him, "No, dude, you are Irish." Mac was getting all into being Dutch, and the gang revealed that they had paid Mac's mother to tell him he was Dutch so he wouldn't be all annoyingly Irish while they were in Ireland. And they were like, "Dude, did you really think your dad's name was Luther Vandross?" Very, very funny. The stuff with D in the bog, I didn't really like it, and I saw the ending coming. They really telegraphed it. I don't even think they tried to hide it, but it was obviously to me at the end of the episode it was going to be D that would be the banshee. Not sure there was a payoff there. We got some interesting views into Dennis being psychotic at the castle. That'll play into the next episode. The stuff with Frank was okay, although when he was eating the meatballs, and spoiler if you haven't seen the episode, the meatballs were made out of feces. I laughed so hard. I was cringing. I couldn't look at the screen, but I was cracking up. AV Club writes, season 15's whole Dennis being possessed angle never worked entirely. I agree. I get that it's a sitcom, but the waitress walking by the bog that Dee is stuck in, I don't know, it just seemed a little too contrived. It was funny enough, showing that Dee doesn't know the waitress's name, but I don't know, just that whole subplot didn't work for me. All that said, pretty funny episode, but the best episode of the season was the final episode of the season. Season 15, episode 8, the gang carries a corpse up a mountain. I love this episode. I'm going to put this among the best episodes of Sunny ever. Yes, that is high praise. The gang attempts to ascend a mountain in order for Charlie to fulfill an old and mysterious Irish burial tradition. One by one, the gang backs out until Charlie is left to honor the dead body alone. A lot of great character moments in this one. First taken aback by Charlie's part at the ruse he's used to gather everybody at the base of a steep Irish mountain. What ruse? Asking us to go on a hike with your dad and us saying yes? The gang gets the real shock when Charlie reveals it's his dad's dead body in the duffel bag. The death was chalked up to COVID. Did Dennis give the dad COVID? No. Frank gave him COVID, but I thought Frank was vaccinated. We found out Frank didn't get the government vaccine. He got the horse one. Then a great series of scenes as they're all walking up the mountain, and one by one, the gang starts to quit on Charlie. Dee finds out that Frank dumped boiling oil on her doctor date, so she leaves. Mac bails after the reveal about his mom's lie, stomping away, determined to get yet another shamrock high tattoo. Dennis screeching, "Don't you dare get another shamrock tattoo, you son of a bitch!" That leaves just Frank behind until Charlie drinks from the wrong thermos, the one with urine and then the other one with urine. We get a nice moment. Frank says, "For what it's worth, I'm sorry I'm not your real dad." Charlie agrees, and then he drinks from the canteens and says, "Why is it always something crazy with you?" Charlie drags his father's body up the hill by himself. And then there was an actual touching moment in It's Always Sunny. Like, for real, I'm watching this and I'm like, wow, this is touching. Charlie is exhausted and he says, "I'm sorry, Dad, I can't do it." And then has a breakdown. He said, "This isn't fair. I shouldn't have to carry you up this hill. You never carried me up a hill. You never picked me up from school. You didn't read me bedtime stories. You didn't carry me on your shoulders. You never bounced me. You weren't there. And I needed you. You were supposed to carry me. You were supposed to carry me." Navy Club writes, "And so we cry along with Charlie as he, alone on a mountain far from Philadelphia, tells a dead man the things Charlie Kelly needs to so badly tell everybody in his life but never will." And then the gang comes back to his rescue. They're in a borrowed pickup truck blasting the Star Spangled Banner. Everyone's back. They hurl the dad off the cliff, but it's low tide, so the body just hits the rocks. And everybody snaps back to normal. Charlie rationalizes that his father was a deadbeat, and the gang all decides to head back to Philadelphia chanting USA, USA. The gang is the gang, and they will always, always have each other. Some observations from the AV Club. Mac's perpetually heartbreaking, pathetic need for love and acceptance is summed up in his pretzel logic explanation to Gus, the pedophile priest. When God took away my Irish identity and made me Dutch to smite me for the urges that he gave me when I made the original sin of being born. And also, in that final episode, Dennis knew a lot about how to get rid of a body. He kept suggesting chop up the body. So that's more of the psychotic Dennis we've seen throughout the series. AV Club gave the season a B. I think that's right on par. The final episode, A+, episode 7, an A, but early in the season, not as on point as some other things. Now, having seen the entire season, they were clearly moving some pieces around the chessboard for some great payoffs in episodes 7 and 8, but the individual episodes didn't always click, so I think a season grade of B is on point. Continuing from last week, Vulture's 17 key episodes of Sunny. Go back and listen to the December 18th episode of this podcast to hear part one of that. The Gang Hits the Road, season 5, episode 2. That's actually one I'm in the middle of on my rewatch. Sunny's characters cause so much damage to Philadelphia that the rare episode set anywhere outside of the greater Philly area stands out. The Gang Hits the Road is the first time Charlie ever leaves Philadelphia, marking a big development for the character and providing countless jokes both in this episode and later in the series. Season 5, episode 10, The Dennis System. Forgot about that one. That could be one of the best ever. I really like The Nightman Cometh. This could be up there as well. At worst, this is probably the second best episode ever. In The Dennis System, viewers learn the extensive process behind Dennis's manipulative seductions. It's painful to watch, but a key window into his character. Season 6, episode 4, Mac's Big Break. In Mac's Big Break, several of the show's most beloved secondary figures, like Rickety Cricket, Ben the Soldier, and the Waitress, get moments to shine with their appearances, serving as a welcome reminder of Sonny's truly impressive world-building. Season 7, Episode 2, The Gang Goes to the Jersey Shore. Is that episode that long ago? I feel like that was just a new episode I watched like 10 minutes ago. Wow. The gang goes in on a plan by Dee and Dennis to relive their childhood memories. Does that happen? Absolutely not. What does happen, though, involves PCP, puke, and rum ham. Fun episode. Season 7, Episode 7, Charlie McDennis, The Game of Games. Also a good one. Frank in a dog cage. Dennis throwing beer. Mac and Charlie's game pieces being smashed to ruins by the game's crazed, vindictive winners. Charlie McDennis is one of Sonny's funniest episodes ever and perhaps the strongest example of just how much fun the gang and viewers can have when they don't feel like leaving the bar. Season 8, Episode 5, The Gang Gets Analyzed. That's where they go to see the therapist. I feel like that just happened too. Jeez, these are 7, 8 years ago, these episodes. I feel like they just happened. The Gang Dines Out, season 8, episode 9. Mac, Dennis, Charlie, and Frank and a solo dining D all separately go to Gugino's and engage in increasingly disorderly competition, only to eventually join forces at the expense of someone else. Another episode at the restaurant, wow. Season 10, episode 6, The Gang Misses the Boat. Mac goes on a misguided dating quest, Frank joins a different gang, Dennis deals with his anger issues, and Charlie and Dee do everything from explore deaf poetry to maybe possibly sleep together. The Gang Misses the Boat is proof that the show's 5 leads are just as fun to watch on their own as together, and that starts to be where we start to see more solo episodes, which is one of my problems with season 13. Next up, oh, I love this episode as well, season 11, episode 5, Mac and Dennis move to the suburbs. If you've ever seen the scenes of Dennis driving around in traffic yelling at the other drivers, 100% me. I have issues. Love that episode. Season 13, episode 4, Time's Up for the Gang. After Patty's is placed on the list of the worst bars for women, the gang attends an anti-sexual harassment seminar, and while it doesn't exactly go swimmingly, each member does have an eye-opening realization about their own less-than-ideal behavior. Great episode. Does it change much? No, but it's progress. And then season 13, episode 10, Mac finds his pride. Mac's denial of his clear-to-everyone-else sexual orientation, a running gag through all of Sunny. But in the season 13 finale, things take a serious turn when he comes out to his father via an elaborate and emotional choreographed dance. It's a stunning, unforgettable scene, and despite the jarring change in tone from the rest of the episode, it's by and large one of Sonny's most notable achievements to date. That is a great episode. This article, again, Vulture's 17 key episodes of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And that is your comedy news for today. Tomorrow, for the top 15 funniest things of 2021, Merry Christmas. You know where to subscribe. See you tomorrow.